USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top sustained winds have increased to over 100 miles per hour as Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeast coast. The storm is just south of Charleston, South Carolina. Heavy rain and tropical storm force winds are already hitting the Georgia and South Carolina coasts. Forecasters are saying the bulk of the storm will be over the Carolinas by Thursday morning. Part of the coast is safe.
We certainly got lucky in Florida.
President Trump, after being briefed on Dorian's track, which is taking it further up the coast.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
With the potential for a foot or more of rain in some areas, Governor Roy Cooper is urging residents to get ready. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Dorian's effects are already being felt.
We are getting reports of downed trees already in Glenn and Wayne County.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It took a jury less than 4 hours to acquit a high-profile Washington attorney of charges that he lied about his work for Ukraine. Greg Craig, who had served as former President Obama's top White House attorney, was cleared of the charges that grew out of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Craig was accused of lying about a legal review he conducted in 2012 after he left the White House. It largely vindicated the prosecution of a political enemy of Viktor Yanukovych, the Russian-aligned president of Ukraine at the time. Allegations of rape and assault are mounting against the ride-hailing company Lyft. A lawsuit has been filed on behalf of 14 women who say they were sexually assaulted by their drivers in the past 2 years. The lawsuit alleges Lyft's mishandling of what amounts to a sexual predator crisis involving its drivers and alleges the company failed to use its own technology to protect passengers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Medical experts call it a cautionary tale about the need to eat healthy foods. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A British teenager goes blind from what experts say was a lifelong junk food diet. Dr. Denise Aton, meeting the 17-year-old 2 years ago at Bristol Eye Hospital, saying his eyesight had been deteriorating already for years. The teen told the doctor that he was always a fussy eater and that he lived on a diet of French fries, potato chips, white bread, and processed ham slices. She diagnosed him with nutritional optic neuropathy and says she hopes his story will be a cautionary tale to others. Her report is now published in detail in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the 2020 presidential race draws near, politics in Hollywood are heating up as actors and actresses are drawing political lines. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Seinfeld actor John O'Hurley is sounding off on Hollywood suppressing diversity thought in the wake of Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick calling for supporters of President Trump to be outed.
The fact that we aren't receptive to diversity of thought, which is the exact opposite of what you feel the liberal way would be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.